It's that time of the year. Your vacation is coming up. You can already hear the beach waves, feel the warm breeze, relax, and think about work. You really, really want it all to work out while you're away. Monday.com gives you and the team that peace of mind. When all work is on one platform and everyone's in sync, things just flow. Wherever you are, tap the banner to go to Monday.com.
This episode is brought to you by Visit Williamsburg. In Williamsburg, Virginia, there's never too much of a good thing. Whether you're a foodie, a golfer, a history buff, a shopaholic, an outdoor enthusiast, or a thrill seeker, you'll find what you came for here and more. So ask yourself, what is it you want? Discover Williamsburg and plan your trip at visitwilliamsburg.com.
Dear young married couple, you've been hurt by the person who was supposed to be there for you. Maybe it was a spouse who cheated on you or broke your trust. Maybe it was a parent who abandoned you or abused you. Maybe it was a church or a pastor who spiritually abused you, or a best friend who betrayed you, or someone who passed away before you got to even talk to them or process some things with them before they left this earth.
So what we want to do today is to give you a surprising template that helps you not avoid the situation, which so many people do. It will help you face your fears, your struggle, your grief, whatever that thing is, and really help to start to mend that wound. And this is something actually that we give to a lot of clients to help them on their healing journey.
So before we give you that template, we want to share some science with you that will help you understand why we use this as one of the main tools that we provide to our clients who are dealing with broken trust or trauma or another wound. So here's the science.
So we know that there really is a mind-body connection. So what we're thinking with our mind does affect our body, our physical body. So researchers have actually found that what we do with our mind affects our immune system. It affects our well-being. It affects trips to the doctor. They've actually found studies that track how many times you have to go to the doctor. Mm-hmm. And this is really dependent upon your health, your mental health. So here's a really interesting study that shows this mind-body connection. So in 2013, Elizabeth Broadbent, who is from New Zealand, actually, followed 49 senior citizens to watch how helping them process through their hard life events or trauma affected their physical, like, wound healing. Mm-hmm. So this is what was assigned to them. For 3 days, they were assigned to write for 20 minutes a day on the most traumatic event of their life.
So about half of them were assigned to this one,
yes.
Right? The other half were a control group that had a different assignment.
Yes. Okay. So yeah, the control group were just, actually they couldn't write on anything but like facts.
Okay.
They couldn't write about their feelings. They couldn't write about, they had to write about something factual about the next day, actually.
Okay. Like their plans for
their
the next day.
Plans for the next day. And what they actually did, so they had these two control, the control group, and then the group that were actually writing about their trauma. So of course, writing about trauma is distressing. So mm-hmm. a lot of the people were crying. It was difficult, but it actually had an incredible and surprising outcome.
Yeah. So then they took a skin graft from each patient, or in this case, the people who were being studied, and they reused these skin grafts for a different experiment. It wasn't for this experiment, but they mm-hmm. thought it was. What they were actually studying was how quickly would that wound from that was left from taking that skin sample, how quickly would it heal?
Yes. And what's also interesting about the study is they took this skin graft 2 weeks after the first day of their writing, and they mm-hmm. only wrote for three days.
Yeah.
That's it.
Right. So it's not like they did this ginormous amount of writing and then immediately mm-hmm. took the skin sample. So here's what happened. They took pictures of the healing process, the skin mm-hmm. itself, you know, right after they took the skin, and then they took the pictures, you know, a few days later. And here's what they have found. A week later, after they took the skin, Broadbent and her colleagues started photographing the wounds every 3 to 5 days until they were completely healed. 11 days after the biopsy, 76% of the group that had written about their trauma and all the difficult emotions that were involved, they had fully healed 11 days after, while 42% of the control group had fully healed.
That's incredible.
It's a significant difference.
That's a massively significant difference. And that's wound healing.
Physical wound healing.
Physical wound healing. That's not talking about like how I feel in my mind. So what this shows us is that, okay, going back to very difficult and traumatic events in your life can really impact your body's makeup.
Yeah. And this particular study evaluated the method of expressive writing and writing about your trauma, your wounds. And we're a fan of that, but we're not just going to sit here and tell you or our clients, like, go write about your trauma, have at it. Yeah. Because that can be hard for them to conceptualize. Where do I start? What do I do? What do I write? So we actually use a template that we're going to share with you today that helps you structure this approach to writing about the difficult situations. Now, this template is in the form of a letter, but you do not have to give this letter to the person or people that you're writing it to. We've even had people write the letter, you know, dear difficult situation, dear, you know, school that did me wrong, dear church that hurt me. You know, and there obviously are people in those entities. We've had people write letters to someone who already passed away. So the point is not that you have to give this letter to the person. Yeah. The point is that you are writing for healing.
Right. And the point too is to help you make sense of things.
That's right.
So what we know that two people can go through the exact same trauma, exact same problem, time, and they come out completely different. One, it could be have a really big wound. The other one could be barely scathed. It's all how we make meaning around that very difficult situation. So if you can actually put words to that situation, we can start to understand it, because the brain does a very terrible job at things it doesn't understand. We block it out. We try to move away from it. But at the same time, it could be like cancer inside your body and not expressed. There's so many studies on this. I don't want to get into that. So how do we get these things out? And it's through this writing process that we're going to give you here.
So there's a method to the madness. You're going to start the letter off, and there's a few different categories. Now, if you're driving or you're folding your laundry, don't worry. You don't have to stop and write these all down, because we actually have the template as a free download for you. And it's in the show notes or the description. So you could just go download it there. But we're going to briefly go through these prompts.
Yeah. So I write much more quickly with my fingers on a keyboard than I do with a pen. Some people are pen people and paper people. I float back and forth. So you could do it either way. The download is actually going to be a Word doc so that you can put your cursor and write. I think that's probably the best way of doing it.
Okay. And we haven't actually put that together for you yet, even though we have our document.
But we will.
So if it's not possible to be a Word doc, it will be copy and pastable, where you can put it into a Word doc.
Okay.
So it might be a PDF.
It might be a PDF.
Okay. So here are the categories for this template. The first one is really expressing your pain. So here's the phrase you can use, the kind of the lead in or stem. I'm angry that, or I'm angry when, it hurt me that. You're sharing kind of just the pain around all of this. You're getting your anger out. It's okay for you to say it unfiltered, because even if you decide to give this letter to the person or people,
you can edit it.
You can edit it later. So just say it all. And yes, you're working toward resolve, but one of the first steps to resolve or forgiveness is to acknowledge the pain and anger and allow yourself to feel disrespected.
Well, you can't forgive a situation that you haven't actually taken inventory
That's
around.
Right.
You have to know what you're forgiving in order to really be forgiveness. So this is a very vital step. Anger is very important, but we also know that anger is a secondary emotion that is really a kind of hiding behind anger is always vulnerability, which is more likely like
Fear.
Fear, yeah.
And that's the next part of the template.
Very, very difficult for people to get to that normally.
Yeah.
So first anger, then hurt. It hurt me when. Mm-hmm. It was scary that.
That's the fear part.
That's the next part.
Yeah.
I regret. You could talk about your regrets.
And then in those regrets, you're going to talk about both what you are sorry for and what you forgive them for. Now, there might be a situation where you had absolutely no part in it. Maybe you were a child that was abused and, you know, you don't have to be sorry for anything there. But in a lot of adult situations, it's both sided, and maybe there's something that you do regret on your own part. So this is your opportunity to say, hey, I actually am sorry for this and I regret this, or I regret that you did this and I forgive you for.
Yes. The next one is what I really want is. So putting down, what is your vision for the future? How do you want this situation to change? Sometimes it's not changeable, but it's still important to say what you want out of this whole situation.
For yourself, even.
For yourself.
Or your future relationship, et cetera.
Yep. Number eight is, because of what has happened, this has been hard. You gotta acknowledge the difficulty that it's caused you. You can't just push it off and act like you're impenetrable or you're perfect or you're, you know, too big to be hurt.
And then the last one is, because of what has happened, this is how I grew and I'm stronger. So again, it points back to the meaning making. So you're making meaning of what happened. I grew and I'm stronger because of this. Even though these things have been hard and we've acknowledged that, here's how I'm actually going to move forward because of what happened.
Yes. This tool we have given to hundreds of clients.
Thousands.
I have used this many, many, many times. We could probably dissect so much of this and go on rabbit trails forever, but we are keeping this short, sweet, to the point. This is a powerful tool for helping you process grief, hurt, past pain, trauma, all of that.
So go download the template. It's in the show notes or the description and start using this, and feel free to reach out if you have questions about it or you want to process it in a session. You can also reach out and get some counseling around it.
Yes. And also, if you do use this, we'd love to hear how you used it and how it's helped you.
Yes.
We like to celebrate the wins with you. So we love y'all. Use this tool.
Sick of being upsold at gyms?
My guy, you're currently a base member. For $90 more, I can upgrade you to our Shred membership. For $130 more, you'll be a swole member. And for just $300 more, you'll reach Sweat Platinum.
At Planet Fitness, you'll get energy without the upsell. Never pushy, always free fitness training and equipment for every workout. It's fitness that fits your budget. Join Planet Fitness for just $1 down and $10 a month. Cancel anytime. Deal ends Friday, May 10th. See Home Club for details.